Thank you for that stirring music. I shall now present to you the general authorities and general officers of the Church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson as second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Howard W. Hunter as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles, and the following as members of that council: Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Worthlin, and Richard G. Scott. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? Since April conference, Elders Han In Song, Stephen D. Nadald, and Sam K. Shimabukuro have accepted calls to serve as members of the Second Quorum of the 70. Those who wish to join in sustaining these brethren in this calling, please manifest it. Any who may feel otherwise. With gratitude for their service as general authorities for the past 5.5 years, it is proposed that we release the following as members of the Second Quorum of the 70: H. Ferlin Anderson, George I. Cannon, Francis M. Gibbons, and Gardner H. Russell. These brethren have rendered tremendous, faithful, devoted, and unselfish service. All who wish to join in a vote of appreciation may do so by the uplifted hand. It is proposed that we release Elder LeGrand R. Curtis as first counselor, and Elder Robert K. Dellenbaugh as second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, and that we release Elder H. Verlin Anderson as first counselor, and Elder Rulon G. Craven as second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. All who wish to express appreciation to these brethren may do so. It is also proposed that we sustain Elder Robert K. Dellenbaugh as first counselor, and Elder Stephen D. Nadald as second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, and that we sustain Elder Hartman Rector Jr. as first counselor, and Elder Clinton L. Cutler as second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities and general officers of the Church as presently constituted. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed? It appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. Thank you, our beloved brethren and sisters, for your continued vote of love and confidence.